Hello, pals o' mine. So I want to share a book that I just read recently called The Secret Lives of Dresses. I know it's a chick lit, but I still want to share it because as a personal and family historian, I'm all about stories, not only of people's lives, but objects, because all of us have something that we've hung onto, whether it's from our personal experiences or it's somebody in the family or a friend that meant something to us that's no longer with us or has sentimental value or it's just really cool because it's old, you know, whatever the case may be. But she inherits or she tries to run this vintage clothing store of her grandmother's who's had a serious stroke. And what her grandmother did, and this is so cool, is her grandmother wrote these stories that is a secret lives of these dresses. So when you would purchase a dress, you look in the back of the price tag, and if it had a number on it, that meant that there was a corresponding secret life behind that dress. There's a secret story. And you know, her grandmother made the stories up. You know, she did them ahead of time and just kind of what matched certain dresses. It's just kind of a fun, cool idea, you know. And she wrote in here about her grandmother in this book. She says, people sometimes think clothes, are superficial and shallow. I know I used to. But for my grandmother, they were very deep. She wasn't selling something to wear. She was selling something to be. We think of things as belonging to us, but we don't realize that we belong to our things, too. She wanted to give people things worth belonging to, especially vintage clothing, things with history and patina and provenance. She was finding people a place in the history of an object, like she was gathering people into a family, almost. Isn't that cool? Anyway, the name of the book again is The Secret Lives of Dresses by Erin McKean. So the California State Fair is open this week. And the thing about living in Sacramento County is the county fair is the exact same place as the state fair. So we kind of get ripped off. But I like it at night. I don't know about you, but isn't it kind of cool when it's just the lights? It's almost like you have a secret hideout or a secret garden with the special lights to see in the dark. And you're sharing it with people you don't know, but they also like the secret hideout with special lights to see in the dark. So there's like this subtle connection, you know. Same reason I'd like to spend an evening in Vegas. Just strolling the streets, bathing myself in its bright, colorful lights. It just feels good, you know? I suppose metaphysically speaking, it's kind of a yin-yang experience, you know, with dark and light existing simultaneously. Anyway, I read that the California State Fair, in addition to their usual crazy deep-fried Snickers and Twinkies and lemonade, like, how do they do that? I heard there is a spaghetti flavored ice cream this year. What? So a few of my hiking buddies are hiking in Italy the next couple of weeks, and specifically the Dolomites. Now, I'm a moderate to strenuous hiker who in my older age has developed acute depth perception. Yes, I'm not afraid of heights per se. It's when there's like a sheer drop, you know, that I really become aware of how far down it is. So after they initially announced their hiking intention, I Googled hiking in Dolomites and the images just to see what the trails would look like, if there were trails, because it's pretty much rock, solid rock. And holy crap, I mean, there's these narrow, these little ledges that people are walking up that are like the width of your feet. And it's just a sheer there is no way at all that I could ever do that. I mean, it's like a rock goat trail edge of precipice hiking. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, bless their little hiking hearts for going to it, and bless any of you that do that. But I just become kind of wimpy as I've gotten older. But I'm sure they're going to have awesome photographs and they can get back, and it's going to be really cool to hear about it. So I almost hit a bird on the freeway this morning. Heart-stopping moment. And it was weird, too. It wasn't going like horizontally, like left to right or right to left. It was going up, so it was his underbelly, and it was gray, and it was narrow, kind of a weird shaped in color. And even though it was going up, it was kind of like one of the wings were not spread out straight. It was kind of folded in, you know, like there was something wrong with it, like it just couldn't quite get up, and I barely missed it, or it missed me, however you want to look at it. And you know, when those things happen, you know, you start to think, okay, was that a sign? You know, is the universe trying to tell me something? Because like I said, it didn't seem to be a healthy bird. I can still see that wing pinned inward. And it was just like suddenly out of nowhere, just scared the crap out of me. But a narrow gray bird, I mean, what kind of bird is narrow and gray? I mean, it wasn't a goose. It wasn't big enough to be a goose, which we have a lot of in the Sacramento area. And it was too narrow to be pigeons and the usual gray gulls and things. And I don't know. It's just very odd. I don't know what to make of it. I'm open to ideas. So I have a couple of fabulously different gift ideas if you have someone who's hitting a birthday milestone. Now, I don't get paid for endorsement. I just think they're really different ideas. There are custom paper dolls. Just Google and a few of them will pop up. It's something kind of cute. But for a little pricier, you know, maybe everybody could chip in to get it if you don't have the budget to get this. But there are customized superhero dolls. You send them a photo. You suggest, you know, their hair. You suggest what kind of clothing they're wearing. You can even have them talk. Like you can record a little something and they'll put it on a chip. Like a really super action hero doll. I mean, like, how cool is that? So the website is herobuilders.com. Oh, you'll have to come with a name, won't you, for the superhero, whoever he or she is. Something that warrants this doll. I mean, you can't have something wimpy. You got to really, really go for it. So I wrote a newspaper article for my old high school, which is no longer a high school. It's a community center now. The families, people in the area didn't move, so there weren't new students coming in. They just didn't have enough attendance. Now it's home to an art gallery and a playhouse, and they still have classes there for kids that are emotionally challenged, and soccer games, baseball games are still being held there. Anyway, there's an all-class reunion coming up, and so I wrote an article to kind of get the word out to those that are not on Facebook or may not have the email notifications. And it was open in 55 and closed in 83. So I kind of covered as best I could each of the decades. And it was really cool because La Sierra High School, Longhorns, because of Texas University, who let us use their logo. And the PE teacher knew somebody over there and let us do that, because apparently La Sierra had a Western theme. So originally, the choice was pink-gray Lancers or blue-white Longhorns. Because what they did was initially is you had to choose your mascot's name with the first letter of the name matching the first letter of the name of the high school. So it was La Sierra, so it had to start with L. So anyway, they decided on the Longhorns. And what our high school did, which was unique, as far as I know, somebody else might be doing it as well, but it's kind of odd, so probably not. The girls that were running for homecoming queens, they would have to write an essay, get their photo taken. They'd be nominated by the high school, but they would be elected. They were voted on by the football captains from University of Texas. So it would all be fair. So that was kind of different. But the PE program was so strong and supported nationally. Look magazine did an article on them, their color code system that the boys had, different colors depending on what you've achieved, and navy blue being the highest, and only 19 over the 40 year history of the school actually attained that. But Look magazine wrote an article on it. There was a film. Somebody posted it on YouTube. It's kind of funny to look at it now, you know, 1962, black and white, those lean bodies. And they ran the Winter Olympics in Squaw Valley. They ran the torch from Sacramento all the way to Squaw Valley. That's a long way. Look on a map, Google it. And so I was in the middle of there somewhere in the 70s. So I talked about streaking, which was really popular. You know, and you just jump off your clothes and just go running naked over some open area. So my boyfriend at the time, he and a handful of other guys decided that they were going to streak this all-girl Catholic high school who happened to be having an assembly that day. So they were all in the gym. Everybody was all in one room. So the guys dropped their clothes, they're running all over, and one in particular was running across the stage, and I can still see the nun fanning out her habit, or whatever you call it, trying to cover him up, but, you know, he was moving too quickly. And some girl had also come out to watch, and she took my boyfriend's wallet and said, you know, she wouldn't give it back to him unless he went out with her, and he had no interest in doing that. So he somehow talked me into forging his mother's signature to get a driver's license. The things you'll do for your boyfriend when you're a teenager. Anyway, it's just kind of fun to revisiting. And when you tell stories or you ask your grandparents or parents for stories, give them a couple drinks, you know, whatever it is, that they will relax easily, and have them share a couple stories that maybe they don't mind at this point sharing with you and letting others know. You will probably learn something and give you a different insight into these people that you thought you knew. So, next week, do something different. Rent the movie State Fair. The 1945 version, not the 62, which sucks. It's a grand night for singing.